an investigation in Orville. I'm Melissa Patrick. Yesterday at approximately 3:17 p.m., officers with the Orville Police Department were dispatched to the Orville Power Plant located in the 1100 block of Perry Street in response to a report of shots fired. Upon arrival, officers immediately secured the area and located two adult males in a parking lot who were suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. Officers immediately coordinated emergency medical responses. The scene was quickly stabilized, and it was determined that there was no active or ongoing threat to the public at any time during this incident. A preliminary investigation revealed that the suspect, identified as Robert R. Simon, approached the victim, identified as a 46-year-old male, in the parking lot and discharged a firearm, striking the victim. Following the shooting, the suspect sustained an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The victim was transported by emergency medical personnel to a local hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. Despite medical intervention, the victim later succumbed to his injuries. The investigation is being conducted by the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation. This remains an active investigation, and investigators are working to determine the circumstances leading to the incident. Anyone with information related to this case is encouraged to contact BCI at 855-224-6446. Shreve held its first council meeting of the new year Tuesday night, and WKLM's Jake Seidel has more.
The Village of Shreve held its first council meeting of 2026 on Tuesday night and started by electing a new council president. Jeff Hammond nominated Heidi Garst, while Jeff Eddington nominated Chris Bender. Mayor Josiah Martin then called for a vote.
We'll put Heidi up for vote first. All in favor?
Aye.
And for Chris, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, so Heidi?
Martin then went through committee assignments for the council.
Police and administration would be Jeff Eddington and Christine Bender. Buildings, lands, and parks, Christine Bender and Paula Shearer. And then personnel, finance, and insurance would be Jeff Eddington and Jeff Hammett. Streets, utilities, and sidewalks, Heidi Garst and Jeff Hammett. Community involvement, Heidi Garst, Alyssa Hilton. Public records, Alyssa Hilton, Paula Shearer.
He would then bring two ordinances to council for a first reading, the first creating a police uniform allowance. If passed, full-time officers and the police chief would receive $750 annually to use on uniforms, while part-time officers would receive $400 annually. The ordinance also stipulates that each officer must own and maintain at least one warm weather and one cold weather uniform. The second ordinance would allow the village to award stipends to up to four police officers to complete recertification. It would be a one-time stipend of $1,050 that would help offset the cost of recertification for part-time officers. The ordinance does specify that if an officer receives this stipend, they must complete a full 3-year term or pay back at least a portion of the stipend. No action other than the first reading was taken on either ordinance. Among other updates from Shreve, Garst would broach the subject of the council meeting twice a month instead of once a month.
I think it would be good with all that we have coming down, especially with possibly maybe having four new part-time police officers, different things like that. I think it would be good.
Because
when I see that, I think, you know, constant like movement within the village, more movement than what we probably have seen.
A lot of projects coming, 26 coming, and everything going on the wastewater plant.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm all for a short meeting if we have two short meetings rather than being here once a month for 3 hours, and it allows the administrative side to stay oiled and keep moving. So
council would decide to look into increasing the number of meetings at their next meeting. Reporting for WKLM, I'm Jake Seidel.
The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 8 incidents, and these 3 arrests. Christina Renee Johnson of Kilbuck, who's arrested and charged with failure to appear warrant. Paul Goodson of Columbus, who is arrested and charged with warrant service, and Kayla Ann Stapleton of Kilbuck, who is arrested and charged with failure to appear warrant times 2. The Ohio Department of Transportation is preparing for the snow this weekend. ODOT says they've used about 49% of all its salt supply already, but they say they do have the ability to shift salt supplies to other parts of the state if they need it. the problem this weekend is that it's going to be so cold that the salt simply will not work. So they're going to have to enhance it with other chemicals. ODOT is urging people to stay home because the road conditions, they say, will be unpredictable. According to the Ohio Highway Patrol, there were more than 15,000 crashes due to snow and ice last winter, double what it was the winter before. From private contractors to suburbs to major cities, Northeast Ohio is experiencing a road salt shortage amid back orders, and communities will now have to prioritize which roads will be treated. The salt shortage has been tracked for weeks now. It started with private contractors not being able to get the salt they needed. Then it hit the suburbs, and now the city of Cleveland is facing a serious salt shortage. City of Cleveland says that they have 20,000 tons on back order. A group trying to roll back parts of Ohio's new marijuana law is making another push to get the issue on the ballot. Ohioans for Cannabis Choice filed revised petition language after the Attorney General rejected their first version for what he called misleading information. The group says those issues are now fixed in the new petition that includes 1,000 additional signatures and is calling for a statewide vote this November. And finally, Ryan Coogler's blues-steeped vampire epic Sinners led all films with 16 nominations to the 98th Academy Awards, setting a record for the most in Oscar history. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences voters showered Sinners with more nominations yesterday than ever before, breaking the 14 nomination mark set by All About Eve, Titanic, and La La Land. Coogler was still trying to process the record-breaking haul when reached by the Associated Press. Paul Thomas Anderson's father-daughter revolutionary saga, one battle after another, trailed in second with 13 nominations of its own, making it a banner day for Warner Brothers. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.